Good to be in the house of the Lord, amen. All right. Give Brother Patrick to Brother Blair, Sister Blair, they got a handout. What are we doing? All right, everybody got your handout? Got your pencil? Piece of paper? So you can make note. Good morning. Good morning. All right. Five things we're going to do. I know you got them. Book of James all about. Be patient. Staying true. Control the tongue. Self-control. Letting out the world control you. Let me give them to you in case Brother Bladham want to write them down. Number one, we're going to be patient. Number two, we're going to live in truth. Patient, truth. Number three, we're going to control the tongue. Number four, we're going to have control by not living in the world. Okay? We talked about counting all joy. We look at that word count. That is patience, truth, tongue, control, world. All right. Give it again. I brought blood. I tried to cover your paper, Sister Boy. He know better. He at school. I'm just messing with you, brother. He peeping over there. All right, peeping at a school teacher paper. You know she going to be right. All right. So let's go back to the other word. Good. I'm just messing with you, brother. All right, so we looked at that word count. We talked about that word count. Simply mean that we're going to think. We're going to reckon. And consider. Count all joy. We're going to think. We're going to consider. And we're going to reckon, utilizing the word of God. And that Greek word again is H-E-G-E-S-A-S-T-H-E. If anybody went back and looked at that word, just out of curiosity, went back and looked at that word, the strong implication of that word, as we count it all joy, utilize the word, we think, we consider, we reckon, utilize the word of God, while we count it all joy. So you count all joy when we fall. That word means fall, simply means to be entrapped, the inability to escape, to encompass. The reason why these words are so strong, brethren, because, see, it's just life. It's just life. I mean, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. Amen. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Sometimes we're in the church, but we don't realize the danger that we're in, or the power of that roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And the danger, what it means to be the inability to be able to escape. There are people are entrapped in sin. They really don't have the ability, don't know how. See, or what danger they in relationship to what sin has done to their body. You know, I was talking to someone just this morning about someone, and I asked the question, I said, well, do they drink every day? And they said, yes, they do. And then a person said, well, he probably got a beer this morning, you know. And when you think about that, when you're gone that far, that literally that you just can't escape, that you don't know what's wrong, that's the danger that we're falling. Not only that, drugs or adultery, any sin that have entrapped your mortal body. See, it happens because literally we don't look at our life every day. We don't look in the mirror. We just don't think about life and look at the things that beset us. And we all have sin, amen. And falling short of the glory of God, we all got thorns in the flesh, whether you want to admit it or not, amen. And that's the reason why he used those phrases, not even like to give adjectives to describe them, because see, when you think about that word fall, when you see saying, well, entrapped, inability to escape, in danger, encompassed. Well, see, that's what happened. You see, if you told the truth, we all have been there in some sense of the form. A lot of people are going to fall two or three weeks just because of one day, holiday, you know, in relationship to people buying things that they don't have no business buying just because they can't afford it. They're already in danger. They're already in a mess. So why consider, as the man said over at Hughtown, to dig the hole? See, you're already deep, but you continue to dig and dig and dig. Well, they do it because they don't count, and they don't understand what that word means, to fall. And I said all the time, we need to consider sometimes two or three times a day as you look at your life, as I look at my life. Why? Because we don't want to be, what, get into that fall called joy. Then you use the word brothering, that we're fellow believers. That we're fellow believers, amen, in relationship to be heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. And those are three strong words I hope that we can take with us, because the whole aim of this book of James is to, when we get through, that we're going to have those five attributes down in a part of our life that we can say, the church say, amen. And then he says, kind of joy when you fall into various or manifold temptations. That's the point that we need to understand. Then verse 3, there's another key word he talked about, knowing. Knowing. That word knowing simply means that we understand, that we have attained knowledge, that we observe, that we have experienced. That's what that word know means. That word know means that gnosko simply means that we understand. You know, a lot of people just don't understand. You know, a lot of people in the church don't understand. But if they understood, they wouldn't be doing the thing that they do. See, I told you about the funeral I went to. See, there was no understanding there. See, you see things that are going on in the church today, the way the church operates, there's no understanding. People don't know. They just do what they see. They follow along, because if they knew, if they count, if they understood, by doing these things they have fallen, they wouldn't do them. See, I watched little Barry grow up. See, he began to know. I mean, he began to understand. He began to comprehend. And, you know, and older he gets, you can see the changes he's making in his life. You understand? You can tell him to do things, and he'll do it now. Versus 6 months ago, he'll look at you and say, what you talking about? But see, he's learning through experience, you understand? And that's what that word count means. See, you count, you consider, you think, you reckon, so that you can have that understanding that you may know. So that's what that word gnosko means, to obtain, to observe, so you can experience. See, but see, you can't do that if you don't know. 1 John 5:13, these things were written that we may know, that we may know. That word gnosko, G-I-N-O-S-K-O, G-I-N-O-S-K-O, that simply means the ability to understand. But to understand, something's got to be there, amen? See, something got to be there. 1 Corinthians 6:19, know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. See, something got to be in the temple for the understanding what to come place, see? And that's the reason why you count. That's the reason why you do these things. You consider, you think, utilizing the power of the Word of God. And that know is a very strong word. I think Paul went there the other day, and go there right quick on 1 John when we was talking about that in class, I believe last Wednesday night, over 1 John. Chapter 2. See, 1 John chapter 2. And you look at the word know there, verse 2-3. See, he said, hereby we do know, number one, that we know him, what, if we keep his commandments. See, know him if we keep his commandments. See, you can't know that we know him if you don't keep his commandments. If you don't understand who Jesus is, if you don't comprehend, if you don't observe who Jesus is, well, number one, how can you keep something you don't know? Amen. And the devil know that, amen. That's why he want to keep you blind. That's why he want to keep us ignorant, amen. Because the devil know, as long as he keep you ignorant, he got you where he wants to be. And that's anything in life. See, because once you get understanding, can't nobody take that away from you. See, I'll tell you about that class I'm taking. It's been super for me. I was talking to the teacher. I said, I really enjoy it. She said, you really enjoy my class? I said, yeah. See, she said, most people don't like my class. I said, I did, because I got something from it. I mean, you're 18, 19, they don't care. You understand what I'm saying? But see, what I learned, I can use every day in application, amen, because I didn't know it. I didn't know all that was there. See, but now I know. Now I know how to use it. See, it wasn't about a grade. I mean, I just was enjoying it because I was learning something to be able to use every day in life. And it was more application to me. It wasn't about going to class. It just opened up my eyes, you see. I'm laughing last week, you know, I was playing with some PowerPoint, but we ain't got the fancy equipment, but we're using slides, and they was laughing about how progressed I have gotten. But it comes about because of that word no. See, and that's what I really was enjoying. I mean, the class I've been taking, it wasn't so much going to school. It's just a law thing that I just didn't know and that I comprehended. And because of that, if you doubt, you might well use it. Amen. See, law may have been going there just to get a check or going there just because Mama Megan was going there. But it was just fantastic. She just was amazed that I told her that I really enjoyed it. I guess not too many young people walk up to her and say, I like your class. but it wasn't that. It just, I'm serious. It's just what I learned about Excel, PowerPoint, assets, and all those things that I just didn't know. And the reason why, you use these things every day, but when you're using them wrong, then you learn to use it right, it makes a whole lot of difference. It sure works a lot better when you know how to do it versus when you don't know how to do it. Okay, but that's that word know that is so important. And use that same spiritual value with the word of God. Amen. See, that's the reason why the more you put in, when you know what singing is about, when you know what the Lord's Supper is all about, when you know what giving is all about, when you know all five items and you really know it, guess what? It's going to make worship so good. See, you ain't going to be looking at the clock. You ain't going to be, well, I guess I'll go. Amen. Because, see, you know when you come in, this is what you're going to do. It's here, right? You understand that, right? You observe that, and boy, it's going to be so good because, see, you're doing it based on counting. Because you don't consider what the word of God, you have thought about, you reckon about, and what you're going to do, you're going to put the spiritual application. See, and if everybody in the church had that same concept, guess what, y'all? We all be one. It won't be no division among us. Because, see, when you do it with the word of God, you can't have a one conclusion, one way. John 14:6, right? Because everybody going to be doing what? The same thing. See, and that's a good thing about that. And that's what that word know so strong, man. And that is, if it was you, that's what I would just write down somewhere. That is, know simply means to have understanding, to have knowledge. Understanding, to have knowledge, so that you may be able to observe personal experience. I'll give them to you one more time. That you may have knowledge, obtain knowledge, through understanding, so that you may observe personal experience. And I think that's the best way you can define it. But go back and look at that word, gnosko. I'm telling you, you can Google it. You can ask.com. We live in a computer age, amen. I mean, you got smartphones, you got iPhones, you got iPads, you know. Well, maybe my best study time would be at Walmart. You know, what about, you know, I don't want to go into Walmart. I stay in the car, you know, and Barry's in the back seat sleeping, and I can get my cell phone out, my iPad out, or what it may be. And Walmart got a good G4 reception. I mean, you can pick up the internet and get online real good. And I just play with it, man. Play with words. Be playing with games, amen. Play with the word. Look up that word. Get some understanding. Amen. Because I'm telling you, when you get it, that's what you can use to count. Amen. With. Amen. That's what you can use to consider. That's what you're doing. You're getting understanding through knowledge. Amen. So that we can take this observation to use for our personal experience. That personal experience is life. Amen. And one of the biggest mistakes people make when they don't see the need to study. I say it all the time. When you don't study, when you don't pick up your Bible from week to week, from day to day, sometimes two or three times a day, man, you are committing spiritual suicide. I'm telling you, it's no worth that you taking a gun and blowing your brains out. Because, see, you're not going to ever get it. That's the reason why he used that phrase, knowing, you go back here by 1 John 2:3, see, hereby we do know that we know him and we keep his commandments. He that said, I know him and keep his not commandments, a lie and truth not in him, but whosoever keep his word in him, verily, is the love of God perfected. Hereby know that we know him. And then he goes on to say about that in verse 6. So that word know is a strong implication. Then the next word, prove. That word prove means just to test. So, Talk a lot, brother. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's it. Who didn't believe? Yeah. That right. Right. That's it. That's right. That's right. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Let's go back to James because I want to move a little bit. So to prove, then it says here, y'all with me so far? Knowing this, that the trial of your faith, the trying, the testing, proving, and you know the word, I give it to you one more time, D-O-K-I-M-O-S. D-O-K-I-M-O-S. See? That is to get a result. To prove the test mean equal results based on knowledge, based on understanding. What that means, see, the proving of your faith worketh patience. And by that word patience, I guess the best definition would be submissiveness. That is the ability to use these burdens as instruments for good and greater glory. See, we use the testing of our faith, which is going to reduce patience, because we are submissive based on knowledge that we count, amen. That is, that we use what we have, that is the ability to use these burdens, and we all have burdens in our life, amen, as instruments for good and greater glory. Why? Because we are submissive. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. We are steadfast, unmovable. Why? Because we are all a fellow brothering in Christ Jesus. You got that? See, that word submissiveness, that is, that when you take the word and you test the word, see, when you take the word and when you prove the word, you're going to get an end result through knowledge. It's going to come. Amen. Because it's a law of reciprocity. That is, what you sow, you're going to reap it. Amen. So when you take the word and you put the word and apply it to your life, well, it can't but two things happen. It can be right or wrong. So that's the reason why you can't take wrong and make it right. That's the reason why you can't take wrong knowledge and make it right. Now, you can have a form of it. That's what denominationalism do. It's a form of, but it's not righteousness. So the only way you're going to be justified is by the word. See, that's through patience. See, the problem is people don't try the word. They don't test the word. They don't study the word. And that's the reason why they don't get no change in their life. That's the reason why there's no result. Let me tell you something. If you got problems in your life, I don't care what kind of problem it may be, This book will answer any problem in your life. Now, the question is, do we want to see the answer? And most people don't want to see the answer because we don't like truth. The reason why we don't like truth, because a lot of times we don't want to offend. See, sometimes truth could be about your children. But you don't want to see your children that way, amen. So you want to avoid it. You want to what? Not look at it that way. But truth ain't going to go away. Truth going to stand. See, it could be your wife. It could be your husband. It could be your job. There could be anything that could cause you, see, not to fall. See, that's the point. That's what proving would be. That's the reason why you take the word of God, see, and you let it be a light post unto your path. Why? Because you're proving it. The problem is, we try to get answers outside the book. See, why? Because, see, patience is going to produce submissiveness, and submissiveness is going to give us the inability to promote something good in our life. And it will happen all the time. See? Question. What good is having the Bible when you're not going to utilize the Bible? I'm serious. I mean, what good is coming to church when you're not going to apply biblical principles? See? Some people might as well just stay at home. I'm not saying that in an ugly way, but it's the truth. Because they're more of a drain, they're more of a problem than the ability to encourage. Amen? Because you think these biblical principles just for us here today and those who die here today, they're not applicable? Well, how can they be applicable when you don't hear? It's just something to think about. Amen? Go ahead, my brother. Well, see, that's the whole point that I'm saying. You go to 2 Timothy 3:17, so the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. See, when you look at James 1:25, that perfect law of liberty, when you look at James 3:2, he's talking about the whole book is to produce a perfect man. See, when you look at that, and you look at that wording that we use, what do you think the Holy Spirit put it there? See, he put it there so it may be thorough. See, I tell you all the time, spirituality is twofold. A lot of times people say, well, I come to church, I'm going to church so I can get to heaven. Well, I am too, but I want the book while I'm here too. See, the book is to give us abundant life, amen. The book is to give you peace of mind, amen. The book is to give you joy. That's what he says here, look what he says here. He says, my brother, count it all joy. See, when you fall into divers temptation. Why are you going to count it all joy? Because number one, you're going to do what it takes to count. That is that proving that it's patient that whatever thing fall in your life because of the power of the word of God, you're going to be able to what? Overcome it. That is, sin not going to rain on your mortal body. I'm not going to say that's not going to happen. Look at Jesus. When the devil came to him in John 4, what he said, he proved them with the word. Amen. He even said, it is written. See, and that's the same thing. See, when situations come in your life, it is written. See, sometimes I holler out loud. I could be in the store. I say, it is written. Folks say, what's wrong with him? They don't know what I'm talking about. You know why? Because the devil is a roaring lion. Amen. Seeking whom he may devour. See, but it got to be that. It got to understand that. Hear that word again. Patience simply means that is what we do. We take what we got. We take what we got. We take what we learn. And what it does, it gives you ability to use these burdens as instruments for good. Why? That the results may be good. Amen. G-O-O-D. See, so the only conclusion is that if we've been engulfed or we've been entrapped, we don't have the ability to escape. So I hear people say, I just don't know why I'm having these kind of problems. Why are these things happening to me? You know what the problem is? You. Look in the mirror. You the problem. You the problem. Can't blame me. Can't blame nobody else. We like to blame other people, don't we? You say, well, it's my children's fault. It's my job's fault. No, it's not. We're free moral agents. We're creatures of choice. We make decisions. The problem comes in when we don't have that word genopsica there. We don't have that word understanding there. We don't have the ability. We can't observe. And when you can't make proper decisions, wrong equal wrong. It's just life. Amen. You think Hemp gonna get mad with me if I don't get him done for Christmas? I ain't gonna speak to him no more. Well, that's his problem. It ain't mine. Amen. You think my wife gonna get mad with me? No, she not. No, she not. If she do, it's gonna be her own mad. Cause I'm gonna keep on trucking. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm trying to make a point. See, every man must bear his own burden, Galatians 6. Amen. See, you got that. But see, here we go again. Those wordings, every time I'm taking my time going over them, and I'm giving you words to describe them, because I hope these words will give you the ability to understand so you can observe, so you can apply it to personal experience. That's really why you're here, to apply it to your life. Not how well I can teach. It's not what he's going to say. It's not what John going to say. It's what you hear is right, and then you can apply it. What good is coming when you can't get nothing? Amen. Too many times we've been in church, boy, we had a good time. What the preacher about? No. But we sure had a good time. They ain't worth a crawling. See? And like Sean said the other day, you go to Walmart. Everywhere I go to the store, before I leave the cashier, especially the dollar store, I check every item before I leave. Okay, ain't nothing worse than getting home and two items been left off. Or they charge you twice for something. I was at Walmart the other day, and the lady said, $14.67. I said, $14.67. See? I said, that's not right. She said, school helped me on that because I took a business math class. I said, that ain't right. I looked at the ticket. I said, you charged me twice, $1.49. She said, I'm sorry. I said, no, you ain't sorry. So she said, go over to the customer service and they'll give you your money back. It took me 25 minutes to get $1.49. My wife said, why it took you so long? I said, I had to get my $1.49 back. She said, you can let them have that. I said, that's my money. You can let them have yours. But I wasn't going to let them have mine. Why? Now, I got home and didn't realize that. I would have come all the way back. Hey, you have to do those things. Now, why am I saying that? That's the ability. That's the mindset that I have. Amen. See? Now, some of y'all can let them charge y'all two or three times. Get home and say, they forgot to put my chicken. Well, that's all right. We really didn't need it. Not me. See, I check things out. And the reason why, because I know I've been around the block two or three times. You understand what I'm saying? See, and that's the reason why, see, that word genosko is so important. That's the reason why you had to count. That's what I was doing. I was counting. I was looking. I was observing. I was thinking. See, what they were doing. See, those swipers, man, they little click, click. And see, y'all be talking. I be listening at the click. See, click one. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? See, I be listening. Why? Because that's that word mean. That is that I want to be able to test it, to prove it based on knowledge. Amen. So what? When I leave, it's going to be a good result. See, I want to leave Walmart, cuss all the way home. She knows she beat me out of my money. That low-down woman. I was all Walmart good for stealing from you. Y'all know what y'all say. Amen. See, I ain't going to have that experience because I'm going to straighten it out, amen, before I get there. Well, same thing with the word of God, see. And that's the reason why these words are so important. Just this one verse here, we spent a lot of time on it. When he said, my brethren, will fellow believers count, that is, you're going to consider, you're going to reckon, you're going to think, see, about the word, amen, it all joy, see, when you fall into diverse temptations. And we're going to fall. We're going to be tempted. The devil going to come. Why? Because we're in the world. Amen. It makes no difference how strong you are. It makes no difference how long you've been in church. It makes no difference how much Bible you know. If they tempt Jesus, they'll tempt me and you. Amen. See? But you got to have genosko there. You got to be able to prove in order for patience to come. In order to be submissive. See, in order to have the ability to take the word
to result good from it through proving, through testing. See, and that's what you do. See, and most people don't do it. See, most people in the church, I told you about what happened over there at Roosevelt City when the man got up and said, let's say the sinner's prayer. See, and then you had preachers on the rostrum up there. He said, he started repeating it. I was looking at them. See, and they started repeating it after the man, a sinner's prayer. I said, ain't they gone crazy? But why would they do it? They don't know. See, why do people use group singing? They don't know. It sounds good, amen? See, it appeals to the flesh. But why do they do it? Because what? They don't know. They can't genosco. See, that's the point that I'm saying. See, and the reason why I'm saying that, brother, see, let me tell you something. When you understand Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 13:15, 1 Corinthians 14:15, and you understand singing and it's there, and you can prove it and you can test it by the word of God, let me tell you something. Can't nobody come up here and do it. See, I said that with my children. See, I know the word. See, I ain't going to let them come up in here. One of my boys came in there one day. I think I was talking to Frazier on the phone. I said, wait a minute. I said, I'll call you back. You're going to walk up at my house with a cold beer. I said, what you got in your hand, boy? A beer. But Dad, I ain't going to drag it in here. I just want to keep it cold. I said, I'm going to throw you in that beer out of here. See, I had to hang up the phone because we had some words. He won't bring no more up in there because he knew better. See, he was testing me. But you don't do that with me. See, you said, why are you telling me that? See, that was the devil. Amen. Let me tell you something with y'all. Y'all so private. Y'all allow things to build up in you because you don't want to tell nobody. Because if you're dealing with the world, it make no difference. It be your wife, your family. They'll test you, amen. Amen. But you have to stop it. And my last remark, do it again. You'll never come back up here. You'll never step foot on my property again. You said, man, that's cold. Why you said, I mean it. I don't play with the devil. Cause I've been with the devil. So I don't play with him. See, I don't came a mighty long way, and he still ain't through with me yet, amen. So I don't play with him. See, and I tell y'all, y'all got fault with me, let me know. See, I can be wrong too. See, I can't know I'm doing that wrong unless you come to me, amen. See, I can be up there preaching, Calvin, look at me. It's just that look. Calvin do the same thing. She'll look, and then she'll turn down sideways. I know I'm wrong. Now, I don't know what I'd be wrong about, but I look at her. I said, well, I know something wrong. I could be saying a wrong scripture, recall something wrong, or something like that, but just by her action, because she know. You see, John will holler out, wrong scripture. See, we supposed to, amen? You know why? Because what we're trying to do, see, you can't count with wrong, amen. And when you allow wrong not to be corrected, wrong will be a part of your repertoire. See, and we cannot let it happen, see, if you want to be able to count all joy when you fall into various temptations. See, you got to deal with, and that's what James is saying here, because those are five things that we're trying to promote. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Y'all with me? See, now if you ain't got them, I'll give them to you one more time, because once we move on, see, it's just like in that class, when he got through with those proper nouns, proper fractions, improper, and mixed fractions. I didn't know what he was talking about. I'm just telling you the truth. Until I went back and looked at it, I was just as lost as I wanted. See, everybody else was hollering that out about it. I didn't know what they were talking. They just out of high school. They knew what that was. They ain't been to high school in 40 years. As I went back and looked at it and understood what they were talking about, and then he going to give me a sheet talking about, tell me what's proper, what's improper, what's me. I said, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I just didn't know. But see, once I knew, once I comprehended, see, he asked a question. He put something on the board. What's 5-4? I could holler that out. See, I like, I know. Okay. But anyway, that's the ability you have when you know. Okay, y'all got that? You want me to give them to you one more time? Everybody got them. Okay, we better move on. Okay, we're going to move on. Okay, here we go. Then he says, go back to James. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So there were no try patience. We look at no try patience. These are key words. I want y'all to count joy. See, when you fall. Count joy, fall. See, those key words there. And then know that trying faith, we talk about the word faith, and word pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S, P-I-S-T-I-S. It's nothing but conviction. It's conviction. See,
conviction based on your relationship. See, in spiritual things. See, it's conviction that we have through a relationship that we have based on spiritual things. See, they'll use the phrase divine things, but I like to use the word spiritual things. See, you can't have faith if it can't be convicted, it can't be backed up, it can't be tested, it can't be proven by spiritual things. See, you can't take things if it's not in the book and call it faith. You can't take if it ain't in the book and call it faith. See, that's the reason why I know you can't be wrong and still have faith. Ephesians 4:4 says, "There but one faith, one Lord, one baptism. Endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace by having one faith, one conviction." See, when people say, "What faith do you belong to?" That's a work of the devil phrase. See, you can't be convicted right and do wrong things. You can't do it. Some people say, well, at least I'm 85%. No, they ain't good enough. Because see, when you count and understand what fall, when you prove, amen, when you prove, see, prove and have patience, faith going to abound, conviction going to abound, because it's there. 1 Corinthians 6:19 is a powerful phrase. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So that conviction, pistis, can be there. See, right there, where P-I-S-T-I-S is there. That is, conviction is there based on a relationship that you have with spiritual things, with the Word. Not no relationship with me, but with the Word. Now, by having a spiritual relationship with the Word, we can be heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ because we can be brethren. Amen. See, I don't have no problem with Brother Blair coming here. When I see Brother Blair, I don't have no problem asking him to pray, to sing, to preach, because we have the same faith. Some brother can come up in here, and I treat them just like First Baptist preacher. Because their faith is not like my faith. Because their conviction. The reason why I say that, you say you've been judgmental. Well, when I know what you're doing, and it violates the word of God, it's not faith. Amen. It's just that simple. You know, 2 John 9 says that if you partake of their evil deeds. Then you know, he says, come ye out from among them. You hear me say all the time. I hear a lot of you say, well, I'm going visiting. You better be careful where you go visit. See, you better be careful who you let up in your house. See, I got a standard. Don't come to my house when I ain't there. I mean that. Now, you can call me and say, I'm coming. I say, okay. But when I ain't at home, don't you come. That's just my thought. Amen. Amen. See, that's the point. Well, I'm saying I don't allow you there. See, so the point that I'm saying that you got to understand anything and understand what that word pistis means. Because see, you can't allow anything to creep in. You can't be unequally yoked. You can't do those things and still make pistis to work. That is conviction, the relationship that you have with the divine word. See, and that's the part that we need to understand when you talk about that word faith. A lot of people talk about faith. What faith do you belong to? What faith do you belong to? But one faith. Amen. I don't know about one faith. I ain't convicted but nothing but in the word. Amen. I'm not going outside the word. Somebody said, well, man, that T.D. Jakes got a great book. Have you read that? That Marilyn Hinkin got a great book. Have you read that? That Joel Osteen book is out of sight. Have you read that? See, my RVP got a book. He been at me. He been wanting everybody to read it. He asked me, you read that book? I said, did I tell you I'm not going to read that book? Why? I said, it's not going to do me no good. Why? Anything can do you some good. Did you hear me? Don't ask me no more. And don't make me. It's just a waste of time. Amen. Because see, I don't need to read books about success. I don't need to read books about this and that. Because, see, my success comes in the Word. Amen. As long as I walk in the light, as He is in the light, as long as I do God's Word and put faith and test it and prove it, amen, see, and count it, amen, see, I'm going to be successful in the way. Now, your success might not be like my success. I don't have to be successful in your business to be successful.
Amen. Because what I got materially don't determine success. I can live in a shotgun house, amen, and be more successful than you living in a $400,000 house. Amen. See, I don't see life like that. I just don't see it that way. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, we like nice things, but I don't let nice things control me. Amen. See? I'm glad I'll tell you about the man. I took my wife's car to the shop, and he kept about 2 weeks, and finally went on and said, man, you got through the car. He said, man, you need to buy your wife a new car, man. That car ain't worth fixing, man. He goes, man, you need to go buy your wife a new car. I said, man, shut your mouth. See, he don't know what I've been through. I can't speak for nobody else. I said, just get it running. I could have went down anyway and got a new car. See, if not, I could have got half to go with me. What got the car with me? Half. 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 He said, you're my brother, but I ain't going that far with you. You know what I'm saying? I said, no. but that's not the point. The point is, see, you know what your limitations are, and you're not going to let nobody get you out in that situation. And that's the point. So patience, let me go right there. Patience, that's the word, pistols. Then look at verse 4. Then the fourth, he said, but let patience have her perfect work. Now, let me give you the word, perfect work, okay? Here's another word I want you to get. What's wrong with that? I'll talk to you after church about that. we got to have a talk about that in the office, okay? All right, verse 4. Underline that word, perfect work, okay? Here's the word, T-E-L-E-I-O-E. T-E-L-E-I-O-N. You know what that word means? It's a purpose to achieve an end. To have a perfect work, it got to be purpose in it, and the purpose got to be guided by the word that gives us a conclusion. In the New Testament, it's used to attain spiritual manhood. A perfect work is that when you take a perfect, the end result is to reach spiritual manhood, full maturity through understanding. I'm going to slow it down because I want you to see it. We use the phrase, but let patience, let submissiveness have her perfect work. That simply means that what you're doing, you're taking the purpose by counting, by proving, by testing that end. A end result. And that end result is a spiritual manhood growing up in Christ. Full maturity, understanding. Y'all got me? See, that's what submissiveness will do and what patience would do. See, that's what it would do. It will allow you to grow up to be full manhood, full maturity. But you got to have understanding there, see, in spiritual matters. We didn't talk about carnal matters. Because, see, once you get spiritual matters are going to supersede everything else. See, spiritual matters gave me the ability to say no. See, because, see, if I wasn't mature, if I hadn't grown up, I would have said, you know you're right. Don't worry about fixing that. See, I got a credit score of 700. The Lord will help me pay for it. Okay? How the Lord will help you pay for something when you broke? And you know you broke. Amen? How the Lord going to help you pay for something when you already went through your budget, you don't excel your budget, and you look at it every day, that's nothing school gave me, and you know what's coming in, and you know what's going out. Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, men, that's the reason why you need it more than anything. So when your wife starts rubbing your head, that you're going to have the ability to say no. You know, all year my hand been getting cold. You know you need to put a ring on my finger. Rub them.
Y'all with me? See, you need to understand what that word means, mostly anything. See, you got to take all the above, and then you got to apply it to make it work. See, it's a purpose with an end result. That's what it means. See, that's what it means, perfect work. What is it? It's a purpose. What the purpose is the word, amen. You can't get the end result without the word. You ain't gonna, it ain't going to happen. You're not going to mature. You're not going to get it. You're not going to mature. You're not going to grow up. See, and that's what he's saying here. See, in relationship to understanding what is the word of God. See, that's what he's talking about. Y'all with me? See, and let me give them to you one more time. Because, see, you got to see it. You got to see it. Amen. But who want a good end? I'm not talking about heaven. I know we want to go to heaven, amen. But I'm talking about today. I'm talking about this week. See, it depends on what kind of week you had last week. See, what you learned today, you can have a better week today, next week. Amen. Amen. See, you can come in here a mess. We can clean you up a little bit. We might not clean you up all the way. But we can make it better week than you had last week. Amen. See, forget those things behind and press on toward the what? See, we're going to forget about what happened yesterday. Today is a new day. Amen. That's the reason why it's a blessing that you can be here. Amen. Amen. It's going to take us a long time to go to this hymn because James is just too good. Amen. I'm sorry, y'all. I need this, don't you? I really do. See, because it's just so homey, amen. It just applied to me so much. It's just so much in relationship to what Jadasco means, that is. It's the end result. See, it's a purpose, amen. See, and that's the point that I'm saying. So here we go again. That word simply means T-E-L-E-O-N. Do everybody have a sheet? I'm sorry. Do anybody need a handout? If you need one, raise your hand. I'll give you another. We got plenty. Okay, good. Come on, John. Get a young lady in the back there, hand out. All right. I felt so bad the other day. John worked the whole class making cop. I made it for you. All right. And everybody got them with you? I see people here sitting here and you ain't writing. Now, I don't know why, but maybe you don't. You already got there. Amen. Amen. Everybody got there? And I got 3 minutes. All right, here you go again. Go to verse 4. All right, we're in James 1. All right. And next week we'll look at our handout, because I ain't paying no attention to the handout. But at least I gave it to you. Sometimes all you need is the book, amen. All you need is the Bible, amen. See you. All right. But I'm going to look at it next week, and I'm going to tie it back in, okay? You can tie it back in, because I'll give you all the information to tie it back in. Okay. All right, verse 4. But let patience, you know what the word patience means, right? Submissiveness, right? That is, you're going to be submissive to the word, amen, patience. That is, have a perfect work, see? A perfect work simply means, hear the word again, T-E-L-E-I-O-N, T-E-L-E-I-O-N, Google it. See, go into your, look at that word. Go back, it'll tell you everything you want to know about that Greek word, okay? It's a Greek word. And then go back, it simply means, A, spiritual maturity. B, full maturity. Amen. C, spiritual manhood. See, just write that down. See, then you'll see it the way it is. Spiritual maturity, spiritual manhood, full maturity. That's what that word means in relationship. And then go to Hebrews 2:10, because Hebrews 2:10, tie that in. Hebrews 2:10 simply says here, Hebrews 2:10, okay? It says in Hebrews chapter 2 and 10, okay? I want you to get there and just mark it, Hebrews 10:10, somewhere by that word maturity, full maturity, perfect man. For it became him whom are all things, about whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect, full, complete, thorough. See, that's what that word means. That's what it means. through suffering. Even when Jesus died, he died that we may perfect. Through what? Through the word. Through the word. See, that's what that third part of deity is. Through that comforter, through that spirit of truth. See, through we know in part, but when perfect comes, that was in part and what? Be done away with. See, that's what they want. So a lot of people look at Jesus dying on the cross, but they don't see the whole reason why Jesus died on the cross. He died on the cross that we might be saved, but only he died on the cross. He died on the cross that we may have the blood, but he died on the cross for that deity to come, the Holy Spirit that dwell in us, that we count, that we prove, amen, that we may have patience, that we may be perfect. So that conviction is there. Faith is there. Y'all with me? See, he just didn't die. See, that's all, let us make man. That's the us of deity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's what that is. See, it's more. Why? So that we may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. See, so let me tell you something. Give you a test. Go home. See, first of all, do it by yourself. Get your pad. Write things that beset you. I can write things that beset me. I can't. I know what beset me. But see, me knowing, and then I'm looking at them. See, a lot of times you know them, that's all you do. But you ain't doing nothing about it, amen. So you got to see it, amen. Then once you see that, then get with your husband and wife, and you train together, and then y'all look at things that beset y'all. You people, husband and wife. See, and you deal with yours individually. She deal with her individually. Because see, what your individual, her individual might not be the family's. Then you train together one and you deal with that. And then you take those words, count, fall, prove, test, faith. And you take those words and then you begin to apply them, amen, with purpose. And the end result going to be a perfect work. Amen. Y'all with me? Now you don't have to. You can read a book by a denominational person. He can tell you what you need to hear with butterflies and caterpillars, just to make you feel good. Amen. Because see, he can't tell you what to do when, number one, he don't have pistols. How can he convict you when he is not convicted? Amen. And he can't be convicted being in the wrong place. Amen. And that's the way you got to see it, folks. Because if you don't see it that way, if you want to sugarcoat it, you're going to sugarcoat it right the wrong way, and you're going to lose your pistols. Amen. What do you think Romans 16 said? Mark them. See, you got to mark them. You got to know who your adversary is. Amen. And anytime people go outside of faith, they're your adversary. Amen. And then when the adversary take hold, you're going to lose everything that we said. Because you can't count. You can't prove. Faith not going to work. And you're not going to perfect. You're not going to, it's not going to happen. And you're going to be in that same situation. 1 week going to go by, 2 week going to go by. Next week going to go by. See, that's the reason why I had to stop it. Why? Because see, if you don't stop it, boy, it's going to continue. And one thing about the devil let one thing happen, then he let it get bigger. Then sooner or later, now it'll only be beer, it'll be gin. Then they start smoking in your house. Then they start doing this in your house. Then they start bringing their girlfriend to the house. It'll happen. He's a roaring lion, amen. Seeking whom he may what? See, that's what he do. He started small, amen. You understand what I'm saying? See? And let me tell you something. It makes no difference how bad things may be. With God, all things are possible. Anything can be straightened out. You say, man, it's gone too far, nothing I can do. Oh, yes, it can. Now, you might not want to do it, but it can be done with the word, amen. You think he's going to give you a word and tell you the word ain't strong enough to take care of that? Amen. You just got to go back, and you got to look at the situation. You got to write it down. You got to look at it, and then you got to say, boom, this is how I'm going to straighten out with the word, with pistols. Then you got to count it, you got to consider, you got to think about it, you got to reckon about it. And you just got to do it, and you got to do it, and you got to do it. But
but be truthful with yourself. Amen. What's wrong with the world? There ain't nobody got no conviction. The world gone crazy. And you think I'm going to get caught up in it? Come on. This is it right here. Amen. Ain't that good stuff? We out of time. I went 5 minutes over. Y'all with me? Now, if y'all need me on a private matter, I'll sit down with you one-on-one. I'm serious. And we'll take these words, and we'll sit down 2, 3, 4 hours. I don't care how long it takes. And I'll talk with you. We'll share together. We'll pray together. We'll do whatever we're going to take. Because, see, sometimes you're just not getting it here. Okay? If you need me or need John or anybody, ask somebody to come. Amen? Don't you ask nobody to come. They don't know what they're talking about. Okay? A blind can't lead the blind. Amen? Don't let nobody ask you to come. They tore from the floor up. Now, I'm a little bit better. We all have sin. Amen? Amen? I'm just telling you. Because sometimes you get somebody to come, they're going to tell you what you want to hear. But see, when I come, I ain't going to tell you what you want to hear. I don't want nobody to tell me what I want to hear. Amen? Am I right? Tell me the truth. Amen? Because truth will set you what? All right. Appreciate you so much. All right, let's pray together. Blessed Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful day. We thank thee for all thy many blessings. We thank you for the power of your word. We thank you for all that you do for us. Bless us in all endeavor. In Jesus' name we say together, amen. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you so much.